The next patient is K. Urin. The last name is U-H-R-I-N. First name K. K-A-Y. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 74-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The most likely situation is that the patient has nephrosclerosis associated to diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. The patient has maintained a proteinuria that is around 1,900 milligrams in 24 hours. She's not a candidate for the SGLT2 or aldosterone receptor inhibitor medications because of the GFR is close to 20 mLs per minute. In the latest laboratory workup that was on March the 1st of the year 2023, in the albumin creatinine ratio is 955 micrograms per gram of creatinine. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the creatinine is 3, and the estimated GFR is 16. That is similar to the prior determination. The patient still takes irbesartan, 75 milligrams every other day, and the potassium is 4.9. There was no evidence of deterioration of the kidney function. The patient is advised to continue in the low sodium diet, in the fluid restriction, and follow 40 ounces in 24 hours and a plant-based diet. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. The blood pressure is 142 over 77. She is taking amlodipine 5 milligrams on a daily basis. And the irbesartan that we mentioned before, the swelling that she has in the lower extremities is most likely amlodipine related. Period. Emphasis in the fluid restriction was made. Again, number three, diabetes mellitus that has been under control, blood sugars less than 150 most of the time. Following number, the patient has anemia. And the hemoglobin remains between 11 and 12 grams percent. We are going to reevaluate the iron stores for the next appointment. Following number secondary hyperparathyroidism associated to the kidney disease. Following number, she had a gout at one time, but it has resolved. This is a remote history. And the uric acid level has been below 5. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. A paragraph, I invested 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 16 minutes and the documentation 6 minutes.